Welcome to the PyTech Solutions Podcast, where we bring you the latest in news and trends shaping the future of technology in regulated industries. I'm Mike, and joining me as always is Laura. This week, we are focused on health and life sciences, and the regulators have given us a great deal to work with.
They really have, Mike. And what strikes me is the shape of it. We have a brand new signal from the FDA, a shifted timeline out of Europe, a joint transatlantic framework, and a very large check written for AI-driven drug development. Four different stories, one underlying theme.
Which is?
That the governance layer and the capital layer are finally moving at the same speed. For years, those two ran on completely different clocks. That is changing.
Let's start with the freshest news. On August 18, 2026, the FDA announced it is seeking public feedback to inform its regulatory approach for generative AI-enabled medical devices. The agency issued a discussion paper and opened a public comment period.
And that is a discussion paper, not a rule. The distinction matters for anyone who has to plan around it. The agency is asking questions before it writes answers.
The comment docket is FDA-2026-N-7874, and comments are due by October 19, 2026.
Which is a real deadline and a short one. If you are a device manufacturer, a health system, or a digital health company, that is your window to shape the framework you will eventually live under.
Acting FDA Commissioner Kyle Diamantis framed it this way, and I am quoting, "Artificial intelligence is transforming medicine, and the United States must lead in shaping how this technology is developed and used safely and responsibly."
Michelle Tarver, who directs the FDA's Center for Devices and Radiological Health, put the practical case. Patients and clinicians deserve a regulatory approach that keeps pace with the rapid innovation of digital health technologies.
And Rick Abramson, director of the FDA's Digital Health Center of Excellence, said that generative AI-enabled medical devices are, quote, poised to reshape the health technology landscape, and the FDA has an important responsibility to provide thoughtful leadership for this new era.
Three senior voices, all on the record, on the same day. That is a deliberate signal, not an accident.
Here's the context that makes it land. The FDA said in January 2025, that it had already authorized more than 1,000 AI-enabled devices through established pre-market pathways.
More than 1,000, so this is not an agency encountering AI for the first time. They have a deep bench on traditional machine learning devices, locked models, defined inputs, predictable outputs. Generative AI breaks nearly every one of those assumptions.
That is the real story, isn't it? The existing pathways assume you can characterize the output space in advance.
Exactly. And for the executives listening, here's the strategic read. That comment period is not a compliance chore. It is the cheapest seat at the table you will ever be offered. The companies that file thoughtful comments tend to end up with frameworks that fit how they actually build.
Let's cross the Atlantic because Europe moved as well and in the other direction on timing.
Right. The EU's AI omnibus entered into force on July 27th, 2026. The Commission had proposed the digital omnibus package back on November 19, 2025.
And the headline for this sector is the deadlines. Obligations for high-risk AI systems listed in Annex 3 now apply from December 2, 2027. Obligations for high-risk AI embedded in physical products under Annex 1 now apply from August 2, 2028.
So the category covering AI embedded in physical products carries the longest runway of the two. August 2nd, 2028.
Now, a longer deadline is not the same thing as a lighter obligation.
That is the trap, and I have watched it play out. A compliance program goes quiet the moment a deadline slips, and then compresses into a panic 18 months later. The obligations did not shrink. The calendar moved.
And this extra time is expensive to waste. Data governance, technical documentation, post-market monitoring. None of that gets easier by starting later.
And if you operate on both sides of the Atlantic, you now have two clocks running at different speeds. The FDA is asking its questions this fall. Europe's product embedded obligations land in 2028. Your product roadmap has to satisfy both, and it has to satisfy them with one engineering team.
Which brings us to something genuinely encouraging. On January 14th, 2026, the European Medicines Agency and the FDA published a joint document, The Guiding Principles of Good AI Practice in Drug Development.
10 principles, jointly issued, and Oliver Varhaley, the European Commissioner for Health and Animal Welfare, called them a first step of a renewed EU and US cooperation.
10 principles is not a regulation. Nobody gets fined for missing one.
No, but that is rather the point. Regulators converging on shared vocabulary before they converge on shared rules is the right order of operations. The alternative is what we lived through in data privacy. Two mature incompatible regimes and a decade of reconciliation work that nobody budgeted for.
So the practical advice for a life sciences leader?
Read the 10 principles and map your existing AI governance against them now, while it is voluntary. When principles harden into requirements, and they usually do, you will already be most of the way there.
Let's talk about where the money is going, because the capital side is making the same bet.
In early August, Pathos AI announced a global licensing agreement with Alpha Mab Oncology for JSKN-016, granting Pathos AI exclusive rights outside mainland China, Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan.
The terms are $125 million upfront and up to $2 billion, $93 million in milestone payments.
JSKN-016 is described as a first-in-class TROP2, her three bispecific antibody drug conjugate. Iker Huerga, the chief executive officer of Pathos AI, said it is, quote, a next-generation bispecific ADC with the potential to address significant unmet need across a range of solid tumors.
And with that deal, the Pathos AI clinical stage pipeline now includes four assets. JSKN-016, Pocinbrodiv, DO2, and AZD4241.
Four clinical stage assets. What I find notable is not the size of the check. Large pharmaceutical companies write bigger ones every quarter. It is what the check is for. This is an AI company acquiring clinical assets rather than selling software to the people who own them.
That is a business model shift.
It is the whole ballgame. The first wave of AI and drug discovery sold tools to pharma. Service revenue, modest multiples, and you never touch the upside. What we are watching now is AI-native companies taking asset risk directly. If the model really is better at selecting molecules and designing trials, then owning the asset is where that advantage actually shows up on a balance sheet.
And if it is not better, you own the downside too.
Which is exactly why it is a real test. Licensing software lets you claim your model works. Committing that much capital to a clinical asset forces you to prove it.
So let's bring this home. If you are a C-suite leader in health or life sciences, what do you actually do on Monday morning?
Four things. First, get someone on your team reading the FDA discussion paper on generative AI this week and decide whether you are filing a comment before October 19th. That window closes and it does not reopen.
Second, do not let the European timeline extension turn into a pause. Treat December 2nd, 2027 and August 2nd, 2028 as build schedules, not as reprieves.
Third, map your AI governance against the 10 joint EMA and FDA principles now, while there is no penalty for the gaps you find.
And fourth, watch the Pathos model closely. Whether or not you're in oncology, an AI company taking direct asset risk tells you something real about where confidence in these models actually sits.
The through line for me is that AI in this sector has moved out of the pilot phase and into the phase where it is governed, financed, and accountable. That is a harder place to operate. It is also the place where the real value finally gets created.
Well said. And that is our look at health and life sciences for this week.
Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about PiTech Solutions, visit our website at pitechsol.com. Thanks and have a great day.